As we said at the beginning of this Mass, our reflection this evening centers on the theme called to be children of light, to be children of God. The first reading of today gives us the understanding that whoever has not received the light judges things through the human eyes. And indeed, this person cannot see. The person is blind. And the gospel of today tells us how to come in contact with the light. The second reading tells us how to defeat darkness in our lives. There are three kinds of knowledge. Number one, mathematical knowledge. For example, when we add 6 and 4, it will give us 10. This is a mathematical truth that is accepted all over the world. Another kind of knowledge we have is scientific knowledge. For example, when you combine hydrogen and oxygen, for those who did chemistry in school, when you combine hydrogen and oxygen, it will give you water, which is HO2. This is a scientific truth that is accepted all over the world. But we have another kind of knowledge called faith knowledge. Faith, F-A-I-T-H. And faith knowledge tells us that God exists. Now, when we want to perceive, verify, and accept mathematical knowledge and scientific knowledge, we use human senses. Human senses like sense of sight, touch, smell, and so on and so forth, and also human intellect. But when we want to perceive and accept that God exists, we have to do that through faith. And faith is a supernatural gift from God Himself. We have physical eyes. Through our physical eyes, we can see physical things. We have physical ears. We use our physical ears to hear physical sounds. Likewise, we have the eyes of the soul and the ears of the heart. Through the eyes of the soul and the ears of the heart, we perceive things that are beyond the physical. For example, in the first reading of today, the father of David, Jesse, could not see the chosen one. He couldn't see beyond the physical because he fell short of the eyes of the soul and the ears of the heart. But Samuel, who could see beyond the physical because the eyes of the soul and the ears of the heart was very active. They were very active in him. He could see something that is hidden in the spirit. He could identify the chosen one, David. God is perceived and heard by those who have the eyes of the soul and the ears of the heart. As we know, bacteria can also attack the physical eyes and destroy the physical eyes. So also, sin can attack the eyes of the soul and destroy the eyes of the soul. For example, we see that in the gospel of today, the Pharisees refused to accept the miracle performed by Jesus because the eyes of their souls have been attacked by sin and their wicked deeds. So they couldn't accept that. They couldn't see beyond the physical. It was the venerable Archbishop Fulton Jashin that said, he said that sin is not the worst thing in the world. The worst thing in the world is the denial of sin. For example, if I'm blind and deny the existence of sight, then how can I see? If I'm deaf and deny the existence of sound, then how can I hear? If I'm a sinner and deny that I'm one, then how can I receive forgiveness from God? You see, this man that was blind in the gospel of today was healed in two different ways, physically and spiritually. Jesus gave him back his sight and forgave him his sins. Likewise, today we can be healed physically and spiritually when we have faith. A blind man visited his friend and it was getting dark. The friend gave him a lantern. He wanted to go home. The friend gave him a lantern, a lamp to take home. The blind man laughed and said, "Day and night are all one to me. What will I do with a lantern?" The friend said, "You do not need it to find your way home, but it might help someone from running into you in the dark. It might prevent someone from running into you in the dark." Then the blind man collected the lamp, the lantern, and started going home. On his way home, someone crashed into him and he fell down. He cried out and said, "Oh no, are you blind?" "Can't you see my lantern?" The stranger said, "My brother, your lantern has gone out." So you see, we receive a spiritual light on the day of our baptism. Let us not allow that light to go off. Because what we put that light off is sin. We have to be conscious of occasion of sin and run away from occasion of sin. With God's help, we can achieve that. With His help, we can achieve all we want. But things that are good, not the bad ones. God does not help those who are looking for bad things, but for good things. May God bless you.